From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Public schools in Miami-Dade County have been dealing with what officials say is a, quote, dramatic increase in threats against schools. Most of them are from students who say they were just joking and didn't mean any harm. But Miami-Dade County State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle says threatening a school is not a joke. It's a felony.
If a student is arrested, he's going to be subject to a psychological evaluation to determine if there are any mental health concerns. He or she will probably be expelled. These are second-degree felonies, so more than likely they will be detained for 3 weeks.
Rundle said during a news conference in Miami yesterday an arrest record could damage students' futures. It could hurt their chances when applying for jobs, college, student financial aid, and housing. School and law enforcement leaders urge parents to make sure their kids understand the potential consequences of their posts on social media. The district has received 24 threats since school started in August and has arrested 6 people in connection with those incidents. Coming up later during Morning Edition, it's now up to a federal judge to determine if he should temporarily set aside a Florida law barring some people with prior felony convictions from voting. We have the details on the legal battle surrounding Amendment 4 right here on WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.